Okay, so hi there and welcome to Diet, Health and Fitness with myself, Denise Oliver and Ben Calder. And Ben, you're going to have to explain that song.
It was, you know, that's the Foals. And for the first time in my life on Friday, I listened to them do their set on the Pyramid stage at Glastonbury, opening for Muse. And they just blew me away. Never heard of them. And I was just so impressed by what they were playing and how they were playing it. I was just, you know, they're my new music love. So
hey,
it's great.
Yeah, we all need one of those.
Absolutely.
So cool. So thanks for that. Yeah. And I played a bit of Muse earlier in Empowerment
Perfect.
Hour. I do like a bit of Muse. I think their music is... Oh, it's awesome. Very inspiring stuff. And I'm not quite sure what it is about it that is inspiring, but I like it. It's got a good energy
to
it.
They're so passionate, aren't they?
Yeah, is that what it is?
Really lively,
yeah, I like it. Anyway, so neither of us got to Glastonbury, so you watched a bit of it on the telly.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, my family did go, and there's lots of pictures of them up to their wellied ankles in mud.
Sure.
And my sister-in-law made the comment that she will never complain about walking the dog in the rain again.
Sure.
Not after going to Glastonbury. So they had a marvellous time, but not once did their raincoats come off.
Do you know, I think I had the best view, though, because
I
was watching it on a 40-inch TV
wow.
with really good sound. And I was like 10 feet away from a toilet, 10 feet away from the
yeah.
kitchen.
Nice and warm.
There was no, yeah, there was no mud anywhere. And yeah. I could go to bed when I wanted without having to walk for an hour to
Absolutely.
Get to my tent. It
yeah.
was perfect.
To me, that's the best way of doing it.
It was.
Know.
It was great.
I
yeah,
get the
good
atmosphere
view.
Through the telly. It
sure.
works for me every time.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Yeah, my brother hired a camper van and they were on a slope.
No.
Yeah, you can't. Oh, what can I say? Anyway, that's enough of Glastonbury. It was huge fun. They had just a marvellous time with
yeah.
all the political stuff kicking off and England going out of the football and all of that. They had a wonderful time. In a surreal
yeah.
world, they just thought it was fab. Best place to be.
And I like the way that Glastonbury as a festival actually tried to focus everybody in on the music, on the being together,
yeah.
on enjoying themselves, on being outside. Let all of that rubbish go outside and just be there and
yeah.
have a good time and, you know, love all these great artists, these great creative people, sharing all their stuff, you know. And I think we should be focusing more on stuff like that. What is it that makes us happy in the
yeah.
world? What is it that gives us love and enjoyment?
Enjoyment,
yeah.
yeah, enjoying that real feel-good factor, that real from deep inside, that joy that we've all got access to, and yet we forget to go there on a regular basis.
Definitely.
So how is Shrewsbury? How's the Centre for Integral Health? What's going on with you?
It's exciting down there at the moment. We've got loads coming up, and we're about to hit our 3-year anniversary as well.
Oh, wow.
Beginning of August.
Yeah.
And we'll have been
You're
open 3 years. We are, yeah, on the third Saturday, which is our regular kind of drop-in clinic day. We're going to be having a kind of a celebration party. That's the 20th of August. So we'll have our regular
okay.
open drop-in clinic, but there'll be nibbles, there'll be drinks, there'll be conversation. We'll be having a good time. So we definitely invite people to come down 20th of August and party with us.
All day? Is that
It will be kind of certainly from about 10 till 4. So finalised details are still coming on that, but we'll be there with
Shrewsbury is a beautiful place. It's just got such a lovely atmosphere
yeah.
and there's so much going on in the town itself. So I'll tell you why I'm saying that. I came to your place, I don't even know what day it was. It was only last week. Was it last
yes,
Wednesday?
It was last Wednesday?
I've been
yeah.
so busy. I've forgotten what day is what. So it was last week. And I was coming to do a talk about access bars, but I decided to go over earlier to have a mooch around.
Yeah, good.
And it's got that beautiful combination, that mix of the old and the new.
I love it.
The
there.
Old buildings are just gorgeous. It's got such an oldie worldy feel to it. It's got, to me, it's a real comfort blanket, Shrewsbury.
Yeah, sure.
I love being by the river and I love all the sort of newer stuff that's going on
sure.
as well.
And we've
the
got some fantastic little cafes,
yes,
people doing
really
artisan local foods,
yeah.
you know, great people, the market, there's all sorts of creativity in Shrewsbury and
there,
I love it.
A lot, yeah. And it just looks beautiful
yeah.
as well. The surrounding countryside's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lovely drive from here to there. It's an absolute delight to go there.
Yeah.
It really is. So what are we going to talk about today? What have you got on your list?
Got loads of stuff. Going to talk about some of the stuff we've got coming up at the centre. We've got our new fascia ball workout starting next week. We're going to talk about your access bars stuff because I'm really excited about that as
cool.
well. And I'm looking forward to telling you about what it was like for me to experience
yeah,
the
cool.
talk and the stuff from last week as well. More about our Qigong in the Park series, which is just running great guns this year. And I'm going away on some really exciting training this week and some epigenetics training. So going to chat a little bit
yeah.
about that and the implications of the work there too.
Epigenetics is just fabulous. Field. It just is amazing. So I've got a little thing about colour blindness.
Oh, nice.
And the it's the 100 year anniversary of the Battle of the Somme tomorrow, and wow, there's okay. all sorts of stuff going on around that, so I'd like to talk a bit about that. Mm-hmm. And actually what I'd like to talk about, if there's time, because there's a massive amount we can say and there's so few minutes, adrenaline and the effect that adrenaline has on the body.
Brilliant.
And
yeah.
my theories on why England lost their match.
yeah, that sounds like a good controversial topic. I'm in there with you.
So we've got an awful lot of topics here we could cover. So Ben, where would you like to start as the guest on the show?
Why don't we start with balls?
Balls?
Yes. Balls. That was very nicely said there, Denise. Yeah, the fascia ball workout.
Do.
And interesting, you know, it's great that at the Centre for Integral Health, from next week, we're going to start offering this class, and it's the first in the Midlands, as far as I can find, to be offering a fascia ball workout. And for anyone that's never come across that before, you will get the idea. It's basically taking two tennis balls or balls of a similar kind of nature, and then you work through a sequence of points from the feet up the spine, up the front of the body, into various muscular areas of the body, and you literally allow for a passive massage to take place. So we put our body weight on the ball in a particular way and allow the muscular tissue and the connective tissue underneath to release.
Yeah.
So it's incredibly relaxing, and we're having a setup in the center where we're going to do it in very, very low light, just some very, very gentle amber light provided by salt lamps and very gentle music. And we're going to include a series of what in Zen meditation and known as pointing out instructions, which is where we're encouraging people to put their attention to particular places in the body and with associated aspects of emotions and mind, you know, why we might be holding tension in a particular place, so that the body can let go on multiple levels. And so by the end of it, basically, you're a blissed out gooey mess on the floor that feels awesome.
Puddle.
Absolutely. Puddle of love on the mat, you know, it's going to be great. So I'm really looking forward to that.
I've done one class like this. I did it with Helen Conway, who does Pilates, and she's done that style of training. And it's so interesting where the sore points are in the body that you don't even know you've got until that little ball is in a particular place. And it's like, oh my goodness. And somebody once said to me, you haven't got that ball in the right place. It's not hurting enough. It's like, right. So just shift it ever so slightly. It's like, oh, real sharp intake of breath as I really felt that tension in my body. It's like, I have no idea what this is, what I'm holding on to, why it's there.
Yeah.
And let's just release it, shall we?
It's such a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
I love my ball workouts. I learned how to do this on a myofascial yin yoga teacher training last year, retreat in Turkey. And I've been working on my practice with it for the last 9 months to bring it up to standard for teaching. And it's just incredible. You know, I just love the change in the body, because there's this freedom that comes into the body, the movement, the softness, the looseness in the system. But at the same time, I feel incredibly full, energized, relaxed, just really grounded by it. And it's incredible. I'm really looking forward to bringing this into Shrewsbury.
And when is this?
This starts Wednesday the 6th of July
at
6:30 p.m. next Wednesday. The first class is actually already sold out.
Cool.
I'm not
surprised, actually. I think there's a need for this, a desire for this to be out there in the world.
Yeah, definitely. Cool.
Now I won't be with you because I'll be on a big ship in a sea somewhere.
Somewhere, you're not sure where it's going to be.
No, we will be in sea. We won't actually be docked anywhere that day. So the following day I'll be in Stockholm.
Nice.
So nice. Lovely. Can't wait. So we mentioned balls earlier and the fascia releasing stuff. So let's go on to football, which you don't watch. I know you don't, but I absolutely love it. Mancunian girl, brought up with Man City. My dad was an avid football fan. My brother took over the mantle when dad died and carried on. He still goes to Man City, to the Etihad Stadium to watch them play. And I don't get disappointed watching football. Good. You know, football's football. It's a game.
Yep.
And some teams do it differently to others. End of. And I love watching the Italians. I love watching them be so dramatic. And I love watching their manager, Conti, leap up and down in what seems like absolute rage. 1 minute, next minute, like smiling his head off. The Italian crowd are egging him on to do his dramatic jumping up and down. It's hilarious. It is hilarious. And so I don't have this, when England lost, I don't have this, they're dreadful, they're this, they're that, they're the other. They lost. End of. And the team has to win.
Yep.
You know, and Iceland did.
Yep.
Now, Joe Hart, the goalkeeper, I've watched him come out of that tunnel and he is absolutely pumped up. He's swearing. He wants to get going. He wants to be in that goal. He wants to get started. And I think he was over-adrenalized, if that is such a phrase.
Absolutely.
I absolutely do. And adrenaline, my daughter came in and we were partway through watching the match and she went, "Looks like England are scared of the football." And I thought, that's adrenaline again.
Yeah,
they're not running with the ball. They're running almost away from it. It's like they can't connect with it.
Yeah.
And adrenaline has that effect on our body.
Yeah.
We can't see properly. We don't hear properly. It's all about getting out of the opponent's, as it is on a football pitch, way.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
Yeah.
And so the Iceland team could score goals because Joe Hart couldn't see where the ball was.
Yeah, sure.
Is my theory.
Sure. No, but there's a lot of basis in that in terms of the way our brains function when adrenaline kicks in. Because our hypothalamus, which is controlling the stress, when that flicks into that sympathetic stress mode, then actually logic, rationale and reason start to dissolve. Because as higher brain functions, we don't need them when our adrenaline and our fight or flight system kick in. We've either just got to kill the thing or we've got to get away from it. And most of the time, get away from it is always the first option.
But adrenaline like that can also make us freeze.
Absolutely.
Before we're in the fight or flight mode.
Absolutely.
And I think he was in freeze mode.
Yeah.
He just couldn't visualise what was going on. He couldn't see it. And Iceland scored 2. It was amazing to see 3 goals go in like 15 minutes.
Yep.
We had a penalty in the 4th minute.
Yeah.
2 minutes later, they scored a goal. And 10 minutes after that, they scored the second one. And then the rest of the match was England trying to get through their defence.
Wow.
And then the other thing I've just told you about while we were listening to Stereophonics is the Iceland crowd.
Yeah.
The chant they've got and the clap system they've got. I think it sucked the energy out of the England players. There was something so primeval about it, and it makes the hairs on my body stand on end. And Ben, you've not heard it, so I encourage
you to
go
and check it out.
Look
later.
It up. Yeah. I call it a chant. I'm not sure,
what
another word might be for it, but you will find it. It is amazing to hear. So, will they beat France? I doubt it. France play a very different game.
And do you know what? Here live on Callan FM, I'd just like to reach out to England that if you want to get past this kind of adrenaline, then actually I'm quite happy to come and teach you all Qigong.
Absolutely.
Because if I can teach you how to get into the state of Sung, you'll be so grounded, so connected as a group and so powerful that you will be unstoppable. So England, if you're listening, I will correct this for you. All you've got to do is get in contact with me.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? And come on, Wales. That's what I've got to say now.
come on, Wales.
So a slightly serious topic now, which is sort of health related. It's the 100th anniversary tomorrow, July the 1st, of the Battle of the Somme, which started in 1916 and was a horrendous loss of life. It was just... oh, just terrible just thinking about it. But there's all sorts of things happening around the area and actually throughout the country. And the reason I know this is my daughter's stage managing a set of actors who were dressed up as First World War soldiers. And they're actually going to be doing various performances around Chester and Northwich.
Oh, wow.
So she's going to be basically making sure they're in the right place at the right time to do their stuff. So she's got her plan and she has to walk ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's part of the crowd. So nobody knows who she is except the actors.
Yep.
And so they follow her and make sure they get to the right places. So she starts work at 6:30 on Friday tomorrow morning. And she doesn't finish till about 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
Wow.
So hell of a long day. She absolutely loves it. And then one thing that grabbed my attention, and I would love to go and see this because I don't know what it is about me, but I love this sort of thing. But at the Science Museum, they've got a World War I exhibition of all the prosthetics that we used at the time.
Okay.
Because guys lost their limbs,
absolutely,
eyes, all sorts of things like that. And it was during that time that they began to... the advancement in the use of blood transfusions really hit home. They actually began to find ways with technology that they had available 100 years ago and how we could actually do blood transfusions, because obviously you can imagine things get blown off you and you lose a lot of blood, and you know, a lot of guys died as a result of that. I think, I mean, the statistics are like over a million guys died.
It was a million dead at the battle,
So the Battle of the Somme commemorations start tomorrow for the 100th anniversary. And I just thought it was interesting. We've just been talking about fear and stress with footballers. And basically being on a football pitch is a bit like being in battle.
It is battle, isn't it? You're trying to win. The other side,
You're trying to win at something. And so you're trying to outmaneuver the other side as well. And I just wonder how many people have ever used the phrase shell-shocked.
Yep.
And actually that came out of that battle, the Battle of the Somme in the First World War. And it was the first time that it was recognised that war had an impact on our psychology, and the war pensions became the norm, and so we, you know, the government sort of paid out to people who were affected, who were shell shocked, and it's just a it's moved on, hasn't it? It's the same thing, but we have a different name for it: post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
So you know somebody. You've talked about, you just told me about somebody who you've been aware of, who's experienced
absolutely
post-traumatic stress disorder.
I've worked with quite a few people in who are ex-military who have some form of PTSD, but I had a client many years ago who was a veteran of the First Gulf War, and he'd worked within health and safety inspection was his official title, but he'd been looking at a lot of the chemical warfare, the radioactive stuff, and it absolutely ruined his body, and he was in a process of just decaying and dying from radiation and poisoning. And I'm very passionate about men's issues. You know, at the centre we have our monthly men's group there, which is a men's support group to help men work with the stuff that they find difficult to talk about. And I just find it incredible that from such an early age, and we're talking about infancy and young childhood, the process of hazing, of actually preparing men to shut down their emotions and focus on being competitive to the point of death, you know, and the nature of the language that we use with them, and how we sell this idea of glory and you're saving your country and you're doing all this stuff, and it's, you know, it's a very powerful form of social conditioning that basically costs the lives of so many men.
And
I just think it's such a sad thing, and you know, to see that we're still encouraging arms sales, we're still encouraging war, you know, personally it's just this perpetuation of harming men. And I know men get a really bad rap for their behaviour towards women and how that affects relationships and affects our society, but it's interesting to see where the roots of that are, and they are in preparing men for battle. I feel that's a real shame and something that we should be talking more about and doing more about as well.
I need to get more open about it. And you were talking about epigenetics and the seven ages of man, and how that can actually help as well.
Absolutely. It's just looking at how the requirements of the body in different stages, nutritionally, emotionally, if we first of all acknowledge that there are variances at different points in our lives, and then we can look at what it is we need to do. So again, we're always doing more of the things that support and encourage health and well-being at the right stage, in the right way for people individually, as well as making sure that we're avoiding the things that at that age, at that stage, are going to have a detrimental effect. And this has massive knock-ons into things like dementia and Alzheimer's, into things like cancers, heart diseases, all of which have epigenetic triggers. And if we understand what they are, then we can actually help people do things that will reduce the likelihood of those genetics expressing. And I know that, you know, we get this very big idea of genetic determinism, that we don't have a choice, that you've got the gene for that, that's what's going to happen. And that's been rubbished for about 20 years now, and actually we have a choice. You know, the cells do what they think is happening on the outside, so the way that we look after ourselves and treat ourselves informs the cells as to how they need to behave, and that's what triggers the genetics. And we need to really be more overt about that, so that doctors can continue to promote preventative measures rather than triage, essentially, you know, closing the gate once the horse has bolted,
rather than react.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So Access bars. So you had a flavour of it last week, and your thoughts?
I loved it. I've been on the complimentary scene, if you want to talk about it that way, for 25 years, and so I've seen all sorts of things brought forward, and I always find it interesting. And this was the first time I'd had a chance to look at access bars in any decent detail, and the first chance to experience it. And I was really, really interested. Really interested in the simplicity of it, in the gentleness of it, in just, and again, for me, because of the Bowen, the Qigong, it's looking at anything that creates that softening, that opening, that flow within the body, and the easier it does that, the better.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed that a whole bunch of people who'd never done access bars before, with your guidance, were able to hold the points for the kind of the circuits, the bars, and really directly experience that. And you know, and I felt my body for a good 48 hours shifting and, you know, releasing and changing, and once or twice I cursed you for it because there were some pretty big openings coming up from that. And, you know, that was 20 minutes.
And that was 20 minutes. That was just a taste of
Absolutely.
So I'll just explain access bars. I have mentioned it before on my radio show. So 32 points on the head that when touched help us to release out-of-date files. It's as simple as that. And people say, explain it a bit more. It's 32 points on the head that when touched help to release out-of-date files. And it is just like that. It's deciding to empty your trash bin.
Yeah.
It's just as simple as doing that, of all the stuff that is really not serving you and is not helping you in life and is not creating ease, joy, fun, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you don't take things seriously.
Sure.
You do, but you're able to face the challenges on a very different level.
Yeah.
You know,
it's, and we should have both. You know, we should have both.
It's about getting a balance and it's about opening up to consciousness and actually being aware of yourself and the impact you're having on your fellow human beings.
Yeah. And I think so many people are so far away from realizing what impact their own programs have on themselves, the scripts that they're running in their head, what they tell themselves, but also on the impact it has on the people they love, the people they don't love, the wider environment. And I think you hit it right on the head that it is like emptying the trash can, because for 24 hours after, I could feel like, especially my sinus, you know, if I'm going to express something, it comes through my sinuses. My sinuses were clearing solid for 24 hours. And by the end of the Thursday, I was shaking my fist and going, it's that bars, you know, I can feel it releasing. But I was so impressed by that. And I can genuinely feel a shift in myself from it.
And so we've got a day coming up in Shrewsbury at your centre.
Yeah.
And already there's four people booked on.
Woo-hoo!
We've not done an awful lot about this yet.
No.
So that's how the energy of this is building.
Yeah.
And I'm so pleased. Discovered a lady in Shrewsbury who actually can run bars.
Yep.
There is somebody there. I thought there was nobody. But
Brilliant.
This lady, via Eleanor, I found out does. And it's just fabulous. It really is really cool stuff. So just give us the date and where it's being held.
Yeah, so it's 23rd of July, which is a Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's 9:30 till...
9:30 till approximately 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Sure.
So
yeah.
Although it sounds like a long day, for most of the day you're lying down or sitting down. It's really relaxing.
Great.
And not only are you the person who's receiving the bars, actually you know, getting rid of stuff that's not serving you, you're relaxing, but the person who's gifting gets to relax as well at the
Brilliant.
Same time. And I have a way of helping everybody through the whole day.
And it really was. It was really peaceful to both give and receive in the little taster we had.
Yeah.
So to be able to do that, and I'm right in thinking that you get your bars run twice in that day.
So so as an individual, you learn to run the bars.
Yeah.
So you do that twice and you receive it twice
Brilliant.
As well. And you get all the instruction given. I'm there the whole day, so I'm talking you through it. You've got an instruction manual to take away. You get a head chart showing you the positions of the bars and a certificate at the end of the day.
Wow.
It really is that simple to do and to help someone else, you know, help them them to get to a level of relaxation that they may never have actually been or allowed themselves to receive before. And so they do say in Access, at its simplest, you'll feel relaxed. At the best, your whole life might change.
Yeah.
So are you ready for a whole life change?
I mean, after after talking about the fascia ball and after what we did last week, I can see, and you know, the Centre of Integral Health is bringing these love puddles. That's it. We're all going to be melted on the floor by the end of it.
Puddles of gooey love. I
love it.
It sounds great. Ben's just finished playing his air guitar.
How can you not play air guitar to Royal Blood? Come on, that's beautiful. It almost makes me want to go home and pick up the real guitar and play some more.
You do play guitar, don't you?
I do, yeah. Sure,
yeah,
I love it.
You do enjoy it.
Yeah,
cool.
Definitely.
So what does that do for you? Just talk about sort of health-wise. What does that give you?
It's a creative expression for the first thing, because I'll write little bits of my own stuff. It's an exercise, because dexterity in my hands, coordination, it's engaging the mind. So I mean, if you want to look at accelerated learning, they always talk about how the inclusion of music, because of the way it integrates the left and right sides of the brain, and emotionally it's a great release, because you know, I mean, as some of you may have noticed by my music choices, you know, I like a bit of good kind of heavy guitar stuff,
and
I find that kind of allowing my body to move with that kind of force releases a lot of tension. So and who doesn't want to be a rock star?
Want to be a rock star?
Or at least, you know, I mean, I might not want to be a rock star, but it doesn't mean I can't dream about what it would be like if I was. And you know, it is awesome, it's beautiful.
Yeah, but you could be qigong expert to the rock stars, why not?
Qigong rock star
guitar player.
Yeah, sure.
Cool. So a couple of minutes, what do we need to finish with? So what else have you got to tell us about?
I mean, I'm just looking forward to this weekend. I'm going away on this epigenetics training, and we're going to be looking at toxic metals and radioactive metals, and actually how the accumulation of those in the UK is surprisingly high through agriculture, plus through the fallout of things like Chernobyl. You'd be surprised how many people are still picking up radioactive isotopes, how many of our nuclear power plants are leaching small amounts of radioactive isotopes into the atmosphere, and how that's impacting on our bodies, and again it's affecting that kind of genetic expression. We're looking at the detoxification of that this weekend, plus that Seven Ages of Man work. And you know, I love working with Chris Astill-Smith. He's got one of the most beautiful nutritional biochemistry minds I've ever seen. His ability to just talk it back and recall it is phenomenal, so I'm really looking forward to that, and just enjoying life. You know, I get to go out for the weekend and hang out with a bunch of people who are cool and do cool stuff, so
And you've got your myofascial first class on Wednesday.
Wednesday next week, yeah. And as I say, that one's sold out, but on the 20th, which is the next one, we've still got two places available on that right now. And there is a reserve list as well. So, and if we get enough people on the reserve list, I'll set a second class up on the night.
You're doing another one. Yep. What time of day are you doing it?
It's 6:30 for the initial class. And if we end up with the second one, it'll be 7:45. That'll happen.
Okay, cool. And that's all at the centre.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Centre for Integral Health in a beautiful, beautiful Shrewsbury.
Yeah, and you can find us on integralhealthshrewsbury.com.
You can. Indeed. You're all over social media. It's fab. Great. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. We are coming towards the end of it now. Tracy's coming up. We're talking business. Now, a little bit of news for you. For the next 2 weeks, as I said on Empowerment Hour, I am on holiday.
Woo-hoo!
And I can't wait. I'm going Sunday morning, bright and early, down to Southampton to catch a very big ship to sail the Baltic Sea over to St. Petersburg.
Beautiful.
And back again. Oh, wow. I love St. Petersburg. It is stunning. It's so gorgeous. So when the communists were there, they just covered all the beautiful buildings in scaffolding and tarpaulin so that nobody could see them, and so they could control everybody. But they were all still there.
Wow.
And when the communist movement finished, all the scaffolding came down, and there were all the churches and buildings and palaces, and everything was still there. It
beautiful.
Is phenomenal place. It's stunning, absolutely stunning. And so instead of me, I dread to think, but I know it will be fine. Kirsty Percival and the lovely Kim Patel are going to be doing the two diet, health and fitness shows. I'm laughing while I'm on holiday. I know it's in good hands, but it'll be a riot as well. Kim's had a little bit of training. She's been practicing her timings and her music and all of that sort of thing. Will she be able to follow that through when Kirsty's with her and the two of them can't stop talking?
We'll find
Who
out.
Who can say?
Listen in. Let's see. It's a good reason to tune in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Amber. Bye-bye.